One of the most acclaimed moving companies in the country, Hildrip Moving and Storage.
To learn more about how Hildrip can help you or your organization, visit Hildrip.com today.
This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Who's Talking, Hobbo alongside Frank, and we have Dave Glenn of the Dave Glenn Show. That reminds me, how come this is not the Jim Hobgood Show?
Or the Frank Maloney Show.
Well, that, we know why. That's not the game.
No, I'm a poppycock.
But anyway, Dave, you know, I guess tonight's the marquee night for college football. We got an ACC team in a national title game. Let's switch off basketball for a moment and get your breakdown of the football game tonight. How do you see that panning out?
Wouldn't it be amazing, guys, if the ACC, which is often talked down to in the sport of football, even while it's revered for the most part in basketball, wouldn't it be amazing if this league generated two of the last three national champions in football, and that's what it would be if Clemson can take care of Alabama tonight. I think the long story short is that Alabama does have more NFL-caliber talent. Alabama probably has more depth. Alabama's been in more of these big games. But I think Clemson has the ultimate wild card in the ACC Player of the Year, the quarterback, Deshaun Watson. When Alabama has problems under Nick Saban, it's usually against a spread offense. It's usually against an athletic quarterback who has some weapons to work with. And I think all of that fits Dabo Swinney's Tigers. You know, they're 14-0 and the only undefeated team in the country for a lot of really good reasons, including, you know, a bunch of NFL talent on the Clemson side of the ledger. So I think it's going to be a good game. I'm sure it's going to be a very well-watched game. And it could end up with the ACC banner flying with the national championship in football for the second time in 3 years.
You know, I agree. You know, I think Alabama's favored by 6 tonight if I saw the last line. You know, one of the big things is Shaq Lawson, that defensive player for Clemson. How healthy is he and what impact will he have on the game? We know that Alabama has a great front seven, and that's going to put a lot of pressure on the Clemson Tigers. But you're right. I think Deshaun Watson is perfectly capable of just going off because he has so much talent. I mean, this guy, not only can he run, but he sometimes makes a fake to a back, and everybody buys it. And he's got receivers. There's no reason to think Clemson can't score if he plays up to his capability.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Alabama is very comfortable in games where they lean on their defense, they lean on their special teams, they lean on their Heisman Trophy running back, Derrick Henry, but they're not often taken out of their comfort zone. And remember, Ole Miss running a spread option with a talented quarterback took the Tide out of their comfort zone. They got help. I mean, I think they needed 4 or 5 turnovers from Alabama for Ole Miss to hand the Tide their only loss of the season to this point. But Deshaun Watson, I think everybody's agreed that Clemson is getting the biggest challenge of its season in Alabama tonight. But what you have not heard as much, as most of the experts are picking Alabama to win, is that Clemson's the biggest challenge of the Alabama season as well. There were not a lot of great quarterbacks in the SEC this year. So they're going to see a different animal themselves. It's going to be fun to see whether Dabo Swinney gets his first national title or whether Nick Saban just gets to kind of add to his collection.
The other thing, Dave, it's interesting, not only 2 out of 3 football titles if Clemson were to win, but if Clemson wins, the ACC would have the football, basketball, and baseball defending national champions, which is certainly good news for the ACC if that were to happen.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, it helps with your prestige. It actually helps in some ways financially to, you know, advance in the NCAA tournament and get into and then win big bowl games, et cetera. So it all matters, and the ACC is used to being king of the hill in, like, many of those all-sports competitions with so many of their programs ranked highly there. It's not as familiar with being number one in football, but Florida State helped change that under Bobby Bowden. They got another one under Jimbo Fisher a couple years ago, and now Dabo Swinney. I mean, this is not a fluke. This is 5 straight years of 10 or more victories for the Clemson Tigers in football. But it remains to be seen whether Dabo can join Danny Ford in that national championship category. It's been since 1981 that the Tigers have been in a situation like this. They got it done that time. It won't be easy tonight, but I think Deshaun Watson gives them a chance.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up. You know, another sidebar here is that I think Dabo is infinitely more popular down in that part of the country in South Carolina than Danny Ford ever was. I mean, this guy is a character. His interviews are priceless. He's funny. He has all these bizarre sayings, and the players love him. And you know, I'm pulling for Clemson tonight. I hope they find a way to knock off, the rolling what tide.
Tide.
Excuse me.
Tide. Yeah, I tell you one thing that makes you popular.
Yeah.
Winning.
Yeah. Well, yeah. what if they won 16 in a row? I believe.
Let's see. They've run the table this year. Yeah, I think they have the longest winning streak active in all of college football. I think that's the number, Frank. And, you know, Dabo, I've gotten to know him a little bit over the years. One thing I really like, he is charismatic. He is personable. He is well-liked by recruits and their families and his own players and his own assistants. He really strikes me as a genuine, authentic, comfortable in his own skin person. And
yes.
He's not like a byproduct of the marketing department. The things he says are right out of his mouth, not, you know, lines slipped to him by somebody else to get attention. The more you learn about his background and really growing up without a dad, growing up even without a stable home, you start to see both his humility but his pride authentically for doing things the right way and recruiting the right way and really bringing Clemson back to the point where it is one of the more prominent programs in the country, and it has had multiple top 10 seasons, and it did win, you know, a couple of ACC titles now under Dabo. This is the last step for him to be considered among those ACC coaching greats and, you know, start to catch at the age of 46, I think he is, catch up to some of these legends like Nick Saban on the other sidelines tonight. He is that good. It's just a matter of whether he can cross that final barrier and win the national title tonight.
Hey, Dave, real quick, since this is Who's Talking and all of a sudden we're talking football, what do you think about Virginia's hire of Bronco?
I'm excited because I thought the ACC landed the first and second most accomplished resumes on the coaching carousel, meaning Mark Richt with what he had done at Georgia being maybe number one, you know, 10 wins per season hired by Miami. And Bronco Mendenhall, I mean, if you can win an average of 9 games a year over more than a decade at a program like BYU, there's nothing flukish about it. You know, and I'm a big fan of proven commodities and established head coaches. Not that assistants don't ever work out. Heck, Dabo got his first, you know, head coaching opportunity with Clemson. But I feel more secure when guys have longer-term proven track records in the head coach's chair. And both Mark Richt and Bronco Mendenhall now are representing ACC programs with those kind of accolades in their background.
I couldn't agree with you more. Listen, Dave, thank you as always. Wish we had more time with you. And best of luck to you and Hayes down there with your radio program, which is excellent. And I hope you have a great evening tonight watching the hopefully Clemson upsetting the Crimson Tide.
Thanks to you, Frank and Jim. Always great to be with you guys. Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to head to break. When we come back on the other side, we've got one of the most accomplished Olympic coaches in the ACC, and Steve Garland of the UVA wrestling program. So stay with us.